This is the All Day Ruckoff Podcast, episode number 2.
Welcome to the second episode of the All Day Ruckoff Podcast. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. We truly hope you enjoy this episode, and don't forget to check out our first episode as well. The All Day Ruckoff Podcast includes interviews, answers questions, and provides updates on the rucking community. Today, we are interviewing Lyle Peterson, who runs Pathfinder Ruck Training. Stick around to the end of the show to learn how you can win a free entry into the next Pathfinder Ruck Training course. Check out the show notes at alldayruckoff.com/podcast/episode-002 for an exclusive discount into Pathfinder Course 13. Without spending any more time on the intro, here's the interview. I'm talking with Lyle Peterson, who is a fellow GRT and the guy who operates Pathfinder Ruck Training. Today we'll be talking about what Pathfinder is all about, as well as the upcoming Pathfinder 013 class. So Lyle, how's it going?
I'm doing great, Brian. I really appreciate you inviting me on the podcast. Thanks to you and All Day Ruckoff. You guys are one of our biggest supporters, and I'm excited to be the second podcast for you guys. I hope it's a big hit for you.
Thanks. We hope so too. I mean, if it's anything like the posts that we do on Pathfinder, it will be. The previous posts that we've run have received a ton of attention on the site, so I'm really excited to have you on before your next class starts.
Well, Brian, All Day Ruckoff, you guys are our number one media promoter. When you decided to take us on and put us in your site and give us your stamp of approval, it really helped us grow. And you're helping us reach a much wider audience of ruckers who are looking for training programs than we could reach on our own. And we're really proud of our relationship with you. So, you know, we appreciate everything you've done for Pathfinder.
Thank you. We appreciate you too. It's been awesome both ways.
Yeah, it's a great partnership.
So before we get into Pathfinder, I'd love to just get to know you a little bit more. I know you've completed a decent number of GoRuck events. That's no secret. So what I want to hear about is your first GoRuck event.
First GoRuck event was February of 2013. It was GoRuck Challenge Class 421 in Charlotte, North Carolina. It was a custom class with Cadre Patrick, who is a Navy SEAL. And that's also when I met Cadres Bert and Dan for the very first time. This was back in the day when they ran two challenges simultaneously in a city, if there was a custom going on, 420 and 421. We also call that the snow ruck because it never snows in Charlotte, but it thunder snowed that day. So 6 inches of snow on the ground for my first GoRuck challenge.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy.
GoRuck usually brings the weather, and seems like they lived up their name there.
Completely.
So why did you decide to sign up for that first event?
I blame my wife. Seriously. She started doing boot camp style workouts. She's always been fitness oriented. She always enjoys being active. And we had never seen anything in this boot camp style. She was really enjoying it and decided to jump in on a super Spartan race. I never heard of a Spartan race, never seen anything like it. But I watched her do it, and I was like, man, that is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. So I started trying out some small OCR races, just little 5Ks. And in looking for other ones to try out, I discovered GoRuck. I was listed on like the Charlotte Run Club website or something like that, that a GoRuck was coming to Charlotte. I was like, whoa, what is that? So, you know, I used the Google and checked it out. And once I saw the team building aspect of the event, combined with the special forces leadership and that it was a very intense, looked like a very intense endurance event, that was like hitting on all the cylinders for me. And I mean, there was no doubt. I have to try this out. I've got to try this GoRuck stuff out. So that's why I decided to sign up for one.
That's awesome. So during your first event, SnowRuck, in February 2013, what were your thoughts and how did you feel when you completed it?
I was about as happy as I could be while getting my soul crushed by a Navy SEAL in 6 inches of snow, right? I mean, we were human snowplows on a middle school football field for 3 freaking hours. It was insane. But I had a smile on my face the whole time. I trained for 6 months for this thing. I was ready. I was excited. I was having the time of my life. It was the hardest thing I had ever done. And I'll never forget that realization of completing the hardest physical thing I'd ever done in my life by far. But you know, when it was done, and I mean, when it was done, patch in my hand, I was ready for more. Like literally, let's go, let's do some more, let's keep going. You know, and some of the guys who were in the event with me, I'm like, you ready for another one? You ready for another one? And they were like, would you get the hell out of my face, Lyle? They were just like done. But I was so stoked. I had such a good time. I was hooked. I mean, I was just hooked completely.
That's wild. Most people, it takes them 2 to 3 days to recover. As soon as they're done, they say, never again. Never doing another GORUCK event again. And then 2 or 3 days later, they feel like they can handle it. But
yeah, usually, yeah.
That's wild. Patch in hand, ready to go again. So from the sounds of it, you've done additional events since then?
Yeah, I've done a few, you know, I've done a few more. I did a couple more custom challenges, 707 and 943. At 943, we had the oldest GRT ever to complete the GORUCK challenge, who was also the third Vietnam veteran, combat veteran, to complete the GORUCK challenge in 943. That's Howard Duvall. We call him Angler. Done a handful of lights through Team Spearhead. We run the red light and blue charity event for the Charlotte Bridge Home. We've done 5 of those. I've done a back to back, and I've done about 3 brag heavies.
Just 3.
Yeah, just 3. Just 3.
That's all. Just 3 of the hardest heavies there are.
And they call it the King of Rucks. So I don't know.
That they do. So moving from rucking with GORUCK onto Pathfinder. Pathfinder is the most popular ruck training program I've seen. And we're now at class number lucky 13, which is pretty exciting. If each class lasts roughly 3 months, that means Pathfinder has been around for 4 years. So how did all of this start?
Your timing is right on that. I've been running Pathfinder for over 4 years now. And I'm glad you see it as one of the most popular ruck training programs out there. I'd like to think it is for a lot of reasons. The idea of Pathfinder began after that first GORUCK I did. A bunch of the guys that I had done that with, maybe they weren't quite as excited at the end of it as I was, but you know, the 2 to 3 day, you know, reckoning period where people come to their senses, right? And realize that they had a really good time. They wanted to keep training. They enjoyed training for the event. And, you know, we're just weirdos and we like running around with backpacks. So we kept up our organized training specifically for ruck endurance events. We had the rucks with us all the time. And soon we were up to about 3 workouts each week. These were scheduled workouts anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half, 3 times a week. As we started doing it, you know, guys would come in, guys would come out. Sometimes the shine would, you know, wear off a little bit. And we really wanted to give people an incentive to continue to come to the workouts that we were holding and to keep the attendance up. So we said, well, you know, most of these weirdos will do anything for a patch, right? So why don't we conceive like some sort of structured program that if we'll set out these requirements, and if they meet all the requirements through the workouts that we host at the end of the 90-day program, we'll award them a finisher's patch, a training completion patch. So, you know, we sketched out that plan, all around aspects of preparing for, you know, a ruck endurance event. So class 1, the beta, right, started in the winter of 2013. So I guess about November. You know, it was about November. I think we kicked it off in 2013. And so it wrapped up November, December, right around the end of January. And Brag 2 was that February 2014. So that was our proving ground, right, for the class. Does this training work? Is it going to make a difference? Well, let's go take it to, you know, this big, you know, big time heavy and see how it worked out. So that was kind of like our proving grounds. Class 2 was shortly thereafter, which was still kind of a beta class. And then I went dormant for a while because, you know, just our workout structure just changed and just evolved. And, you know, Team Spearhead was evolving and becoming a new thing. And then the following winter, I resurrected it and because I was ready to do another heavy. But at that time, you know, we had teams down in Greenville, South Carolina, in other places around North Carolina. So I said, well, why don't we just open up the training to everybody we're working with? And they can do it down in Greenville. They can do it up in Richmond. You know, they could do it right here in Charlotte. You know, they just follow the guidelines. They follow the requirements. So that was class three. And, you know, we've been going steady since that point, since winter of 2014.
Well, I'm really glad you guys decided to open it up to everyone, because we've got a number of people up here in Seattle even, which is almost as far away as you can get, still staying continental U.S. from you guys, and they're loving it.
That's good to hear.
So when you visit the Pathfinder website, right away you see that there are three different levels: Endure, Forward, and Advanced. So can you touch on the differences between them?
Yeah, absolutely. Pathfinder Endure was the original program that we conceived of. You know, a program that would be challenging for us, but, you know, we'd been already had events under our belt and had done a lot of training. Although we just offered that program, I think up to class seven or class eight, it was only one program, and it was just called Pathfinder. What we realized is as Ruck Endurance evolved and there was more introductory type things, that this original program we were doing was a little bit much to bite off for people who were just starting out, right? So, you know, we're looking at, you know, a 6-hour event, you know, on a Saturday afternoon and being really intimidated by that, being really scared because, you know, they're coming off, you know, baseline fitness level of zero, you know, or coming off the couch, or just getting started. So we realized we need to dial some, we need to offer them. There's a need in the marketplace for something that's more approachable. So we drew down the requirements and created the Forward program, which is really the introductory training. And about the same time, because we had so many people who are just crushing that original program and were hungry for more, we realized we needed an advanced program too. And so we drafted an advanced program. All the programs are similar in structure, right? You're going to have a baseline mileage requirement that you have to meet through the 90 days. You're going to have a baseline number of workouts that you need to execute across that time period. And then there's a pool of challenges that we offer. And you select a certain number challenges from that pool for each of the programs, and the challenges are tweaked for the level of each program. So if you're starting out Pathfinder Forward, you're going to do 75 miles in 90 days. And I know there are a lot of people probably listening to this podcast who are like rolling their eyes and, you know, 75 miles. I did that last weekend, right? But 75 miles is really daunting to some people. And even just trying to think of it as, you know, 25 miles a month is still challenging for their minds to wrap around. So, you know, it's still daunting for some people at that basic level. And I think I've got that at 20 workouts for the 90 days for the intro program, and 75 miles for intro, 125 miles for intermediate, for forward, and 200 miles for advanced. 20 workouts for the beginner, 24 workouts for the intermediate, I think 30 for the advanced. And those are all approachable. It's when the challenges is when it really kicks off. So you'll do things like, you know, a 12-mile timed ruck as a challenge. You'll do a mountain ruck, right? You'll do an overnight ruck, right, as an option. So the overnight ruck for the intro is only like 16 miles. The overnight ruck for the intermediate is 20 miles. The overnight ruck for advanced is 20 miles with a 45-pound dry loadout. There's a lot of parallels across the program, but they increase in difficulty as you move from level to level. So that basically kind of lays out how the three programs are related to one another. Of course, actually advanced is it's truly a separate level training program, because we put in additional requirements on top of the mileage and the workouts. You as a requirement, you will ruck timed 12-mile ruck in 3 hours or less at the 45-pound dry weight level. So that's a requirement. You have to do that in order to meet the standards in that one. It's weight adjusted, right? If you're under 150, I think it's 30 pounds if you're under 150. Over 150, you're rucking with 45 dry. You also have to score 250 points, age and gender weighted, on the APFT exam. You have to reach 250. 249 doesn't cut it. You don't meet the standard, you didn't earn the patch. We also instituted a reading program for the advanced training. We selected from a long list of books that work on your mental conditioning, right? We realized that once you're you know, fit enough to crush a 90-day intermediate program and you're hungry for more, your physical fitness is really locked down. You're fine-tuning it. But we said, you know, the mental component is kind of lacking here. So we brought in that reading program, and, you know, rosters in the advanced program can choose any book that they like, but they read that over the 90 days, you know, to condition the mind as well as the body. So that's the breakdown between the three for, you know, as much time as we have in a single podcast.
Yeah, the advanced truly is its own beast. I'm really glad you guys introduced the introductory, that Pathfinder Forward, because it has been a great way to introduce, you know, people into rucking, people who might have been runners or might have been, you know, excelling at a different sport. It's just an awesome way to get them rucking.
Yeah, it's a great bridge. It's really a great bridge if you're coming from some other discipline and wanting to get into rucking. It blends well with other things if you're still involved in other types of training programs. So yeah, putting Forward together was fantastic.
So what are the pass rates like for each level?
Well, you know, lower than you'd think, I suppose. I'm always surprised and to a degree concerned, right? I don't think I ever envisioned the program with 100% pass rates, right? And when we say pass, we're talking about meeting a standard, right? We're talking about checking boxes off of a list, right? Pass means you checked off all the boxes. Okay. So for the intro program, it's around 50%, right? Around 50, half the people who do Forward will meet all the requirements in the 90 days. The intermediate is more like about a third, about 33%. 90 days is a challenging time period. Pathfinder being somewhat of an unstructured program, it can be a challenge at times to get all those boxes checked. Advanced is actually the highest pass rate. It's a little bit over 50%. Advanced classes are usually about 30 rosters, right? They're small. Whereas an overall class, including the advanced, is going to run like about 400 rosters. So we get a little bit more than 50% on advanced. But again, those are people who have their baseline fitness way dialed in. These are extremely capable people who are tackling this. And we're careful about who we let into the advanced because we want you to have a shot at success. We want you to be at the fitness level that you really kind of need to be to really take on that challenge. So you do get a little bit better pass rate out of the advanced. But again, it's less of a pass-fail type thing. Pathfinder is a training program. It's not a race to a patch. It's training towards a set of standards, stated goals. Okay. So even if at some point along the 90 days you realize I'm not going to be able to meet all the requirements. You know, I can't, you know, out of the challenges remaining, I just can't ruck that far in one go, you know, and people are challenging. But the thing is to continue to attempt to meet those standards over the 90-day period, every single time you go out and you put one foot in front of the other or you lift that ruck over your head one more time, you are adding training value. You are moving towards those goals. So as long as you are actively pursuing the standard that we set forth, you are improving. And the patch, that's just a pretty hunk of cloth that you get at the end if you filled in all the boxes.
That's awesome. And I love that description on the continuous improvement and looking at it from that point of view, as opposed to did you check all the boxes and did you get the pretty hunk of cloth at the end? So I'd just love if you could walk me through the program. So let's say I'm someone who is brand new to rucking. I want to learn to ruck. I want to connect with other ruckers. I don't necessarily know where to go or know what to do. I stumble across, you know, Pathfinder Ruck Training and register. What happens next?
There is some mystical magic that goes along with this. It isn't always easy to go through all the details of exactly what happens, you know, in our format here. But let me try and give you kind of an overview. Typically, the people who are brand new who come to us have been exposed somehow to the sport. And it's typically they know someone who's encouraging them to try it out. Or again, like I said, they're already involved in some of the related type fitness. We get a lot of OCR people coming over to try it out. But basically, you sign up, you're assigned a unique roster number for the class. Everybody gets a unique number they're identified by. We send you digital course materials, which lay out the standards, lay out a rough plan of how to lay the standards you need to achieve over a 90-day time frame. We have a team room on Facebook. It's a Facebook group. We call it a team room for each class. So you are granted access to that team room and as well has the online tracking tools, because you track everything online in a mobile optimized site that we have exclusive for each class, and it's tied to you and your roster number. But more importantly, you're also assigned a course advisor and a course advisor group. So what our course advisors do is they take a class of 400 and break it down into manageable chunks of 15 to 20. My course advisors then will, once you're assigned your group, they will reach out to you one-on-one to assess your needs, your goals for the program, what you hope to get out of it, manage expectations, you know, make sure, do you understand that, you know, Pathfinder is not a day-by-day program. This is not a, you know, day one programming, day two programming, you know, Wednesday you're going to do this and Thursday you're going to do that. You know, it's not highly structured like that. It's much more flexible. So sometimes we need to manage that expectations. There's also a lot of questions from new people about how do I approach this? So they answer those questions up front. They provide guidance and really a roadmap to follow for success. So they lay out, you know, a path. We, as Pathfinder and my course advisors, we give you a map to success and we show you suggested routes that you can take to reach the destination. It's up to you to find your path and follow it. Pathfinder. See what I did there? Find your path. Get it?
That's awesome. Yep.
So the course advisor groups, like I said, they're subsets of the larger group and they allow for more individual guidance and camaraderie among the small groups. And most of the ongoing activity takes place in these small groups. I also conduct live casts for each class. We archive those in the team room where I address some of the nitty-gritty details of the program, most of the commonly asked questions, and help people take those first steps into the training confidently. Live casts are new as of class 12, and they were a huge, huge hit. So we do, now we're doing a kickoff, we're doing 30 days in, and then we do, again, 30 days from the end of the class with the live cast. So 1 hour live cast, that's archived. So.
Seems like a great resource. So there's the team room. How important have you found the team room to be to the overall success for the participants?
In a word, vital. So, you know, social media is just a fantastic tool anyway. We don't need to discuss how awesome or not awesome social media is, but you know, we know people who are engaged in Facebook understand that, you know, in certain, you know, focus type groups, like good connections evolve. What happens in the team room is we rapidly forms this well-forged training community. It is almost always described as the absolute best part of the program. It's a really open environment where any and all training questions are treated as valid and are answered from a position of respect and knowledge from the people who bring the answers to the table. Not only that, there is, you know, the amount of motivation that happens from the other rosters in the team room, supporting one another, people who share their personal difficulties about aspects of the program, who are struggling here and there, then have the confidence to, you know, share that difficulty into the group and get feedback, not just from their course advisor, but from their peers who are in the program, from people who would have already taken the program before. It's a very open and environment for people to be, you know, transparent about their training and what they're trying to do, as well as the shared successes. You know, people are, you know, crushing challenges, or they're hitting that 12-mile ruck in 3.5 hours. And like, you know, it's like 3 hours, 29 minutes and 47 seconds, right? And to them, they just crushed the hardest thing they've ever done. And they're just so thrilled that they achieved that and they want to share it. So they know they can come into this room and share it. And it motivates the other people who are trying to achieve those challenges. And, you know, not to be cliche, but, you know, each class is really one big family. A lot of people connect and develop relationships through that community. And like I said, you know, it's the number one stated reason that people give for succeeding in the Pathfinder training program.
That's awesome. It seems like a very positive area to be a part of. So I've registered for Pathfinder. I've joined the team group. I'm working my way through my miles, my workouts, my challenges. What other support is given to ensure I don't fall off the wagon?
That's an excellent question. Talked about the team room, talked about the support that goes on there. But what I feel, anybody can put up a Facebook group and invite people in and share stuff, right? What really sets Pathfinder Ruck Training apart from any other Ruck Training program out there that I have ever seen is the course advisor. Okay, let me explain the role of the course advisor and who the course advisor is. They are the true backbone of Pathfinder. A course advisor is a volunteer who has successfully completed and met the standards of the intermediate training program at least once. Okay. People feel that they get so much benefit from Pathfinder rep training that they want to turn around and they want to contribute back into the community in a meaningful way. Beyond just posting motivations in the team room, they really want to take a leadership role. They want to see people that they can be responsible for achieve their goals. We created this course advisor program. Really, the idea was came from my wife, who was watching as the classes grew, how hard they were to manage, and Lisa Stevenson, who I'm sure many people listening to this podcast know who Lisa is. She's a great GRT, certified in many areas of fitness, and she and my wife crafted the structure of the course advisor program, creating these small groups led by someone that I can completely trust, who can interpret the requirements of the program, who can answer the difficult questions and the common questions, and who can work one-on-one with each of their rosters, know their names, memorize their roster numbers, know exactly what this person, where they're coming from, and what they expect to have out of the training program, and where they intend to take that training. Right. We ask, why are you doing Pathfinder? Do you have an event coming up that you're training for? Is there something out there that's important to you that you're going to suffer for 90 days with us? Why are you here? And the course advisor is that single point of trust and information that every roster has. And, they create a lot of identity in this. They're small groups. They name their small groups. They do, intergroup challenges. I mean, we're one team. Every class is one team. But they will do intergroup challenges to inspire and motivate the people who they're responsible for. They do that through their own sub Facebook pages or their own Facebook messaging groups, or they create Slack channels, or they create email distribution lists. However they want to handle it, it's wide open. But they hit their marks with a level of communication with each roster that they need to meet. And, rosters absolutely feel like they're getting one-on-one attention from an experienced guide. So, Brian, people are going to fall off the wagon. People sign up and didn't know what they were getting into. People sign up and didn't really mean to, Sometimes I scratch my head because people are going to pay money to join a program and we never hear from them, right? So those people, they're kind of lost cause. We can't do much. But that's way more the exception than the norm. The support in this program as you tackle it, especially it being an unstructured program, the support you get from your course advisor is second to none. I can't say enough good things about my course advisors. They, in my world, they hung my moon, they hung my sun, and they put the stars on the firmament. They are the best.
And I can personally say too, I've been signing up for Pathfinder courses since before there were course advisors, and now that there are course advisors, and they're awesome. It's a truly a great team that you've got working with you there, Lyle, and they really do represent.
Right. I completely forgot you're a graduate of the program. I'm thinking you're talking about it, and you've seen it. You've seen both sides, so you've seen us grow and evolve. You've suffered through it with us.
Yep, they truly do a wonderful job keeping people motivated, keeping the team in check, and just having a great attitude overall. So I'm at the end of the course now. We're 3 months in. I've completed my miles, my challenges, and all my workouts. What happens next?
You sign up for the next class. No, seriously. I had a 30-day break between each class. There was the admin load was just starting to become more and more difficult to manage, indexing one class and kicking off a new class, running marketing, running registrations, managing the whole thing, setting everything up. It was an important 30 days for me, but all I heard from people who had just finished the class was they just wanted to keep going, right? They love the goal structure that Pathfinder provides. They just want to keep challenging themselves. They're ready for the next level. I reach my goals. Now I want to set higher ones. Or they didn't quite reach their goals, and they're like, I'm doing it again, and I'm hitting every standard this time. I am checking off every box, and I am ready to go right now. Right? Or they just miss the support and motivation that they received from their course advisor and their fellow rosters. So I closed the gap. I took away the 30 days. I sucked it up. I'm doing the work. get all the admin done. We figured it out, you know, and now we roll right from one class into the next. So that's what you do.
It's way better for the participants too. They can stay motivated. They don't take 30 days off without wrecking, and it seems like they're really enjoying it. So we've talked about the course and training for the events. Let's hear some success stories. So what have been some of your favorite stories that have come out of Pathfinder?
Oh, you know, Brian, you know, I could fill up three more podcasts with success stories from Pathfinder. A lot of people ask, well, you know, why do I conduct these classes? You know, why do I keep doing all this work that I do? And it's the success stories that keep me in this. It's the people coming back with their event AARs or really, you know, they're just their personal experience, just coming to me personally, one-on-one, and telling me how Pathfinder training, you know, impacted their goal setting, impacted their fitness levels, impacted them, you know, on a mental level. You know, there's the direct successes as well. I had five rosters in this current class, in class 12, five rosters who completed the Philly HTL this past weekend. The HTL. Five rosters from Pathfinder were in that HTL.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I was floored. I mean, I love my program and I know it works, but when you see something like that, I just, you know, I fall out of my chair. I was like, that's incredible. You know, I'm so proud of them too. I've never done an HTL. But people are coming in and taking the intermediate training, Brian. They're doing the intermediate training and they're going out and crushing HTLs, not even the advanced training. That's how effective the Pathfinder training is. I wish I had all the HTL success stories because they're in every class. They're in every class since like class nine HTL finishers with the intermediate program. You know, but it's not just, you know, those awesome beasts that, you know, that we all look up to and in awe and be like, wow, you know, that's such an amazing accomplishment. What sometimes is the more important accomplishment is seeing that first timer who had never, you know, worn a ruck before come into Pathfinder Forward and crush their first light. You know, to them, that success for them is just as much or more important as the people who can crush their HTLs with Pathfinder. I always love those stories. I look for those stories because that gives people confidence in so many areas, not just to pick up a heavier ruck or not just to take on, you know, a tough, but they're just stronger people overall. And you can just tell in their attitude and the way they talk. And that is just exciting to me. I mean, we've, you know, I tested Pathfinder and Brag Heavy. We crushed it. You know, we crushed Brag too. And I don't say that to brag because I'm nothing special. I just did the training, right? So we've had Pathfinders in Brag 2, Brag 3, Brag 4, Brag 5. We had a ton in this last one in 2017. There must have been 20 Pathfinders in this last Brag Heavy. You always know the Pathfinder because, you know, they got their roster patch on their ruck with their number written on it. Nobody wears their event patches, right? I mean, their finishers patches. Those are like the pretty, shiny, pristine ones. They stick on their patch board and then they don't touch, right? It's that ragged, dirty, worn out roster patch with their number scrawled on it and bled out Sharpie. You know, it's the patch that they suffered with for 90 days. That's the one that they wear to the event. So you'll see the little tan patches with numbers written on them. Those are my Pathfinders. We've had Pathfinders in that Texas triple. I've had Pathfinders crush double heavies. We had a Pathfinder in the triple heavy complete that. But, you know, it's the guy who can't get up a flight of stairs without being out of breath when he starts into this program, you know, or the school teacher who's coming right off the couch. The confidence that this program inspires in people is incredible. And that's why I keep doing Pathfinder. It's truly a labor of love. I love watching people grasp this program. They thrive. And that's one of our mottos in here. And that's why you say, don't just survive your next ruck event, thrive, right? And those are the people who are saying, you know, I still had gas in the tank at the end of the event. I was able to work the heavy coupon the whole time. I was able to buddy carry longer than I've ever buddy carried before. We know all those difficult things in the events. We know those backbreakers, the things that crush, you know, can crush our souls, you know, and it's the Pathfinders who are thriving in that scenario, who will come in and say, I'm going to, you know, I am the best team member I can be. And I know I'm the best team member I can be because I crush my Pathfinder rep training. Those are the success stories.
That's great to hear. Those are my favorite stories as well. The people who can hardly do 10 push-ups, coming out to an event and crushing it. Just seeing the look in their eyes after they get their patch. It's awesome.
It's the best. It's just the best feeling. It really is.
Before we close out, I just wanted to hit on a couple of the Pathfinder companion programs. I think those were new as of the last Pathfinder, Pathfinder 12. Is that correct? Or were those in 11?
No, those are in 10. We rolled those out in 10, class 10.
Awesome. I'm way behind then. So Pathfinder companion programs rolled out in 10. And there are two of them, Trailblazers and Tailblazers. Trailblazers is the companion program for those under 18, and Tailblazers is the companion program for dogs. What has the feedback been like on those?
So far, everyone is thrilled with the programs. And people, when we released it and announced it, people were thrilled that we thought to offer something like this for kids and for, you know, for the four-legged kids. I did that because in the team rooms, people are constantly posting content about what they're doing. They're constantly posting their training pictures. They're constantly posting their, you know, their Map My Runs with their routes and their times and their, you know, their Strava stuff and their, you know, their Garmin, whatever. And inevitably, there are the people who are out there with their kids, working out with their kids, rucking with their kids, and talking about how bringing the family out with them has kind of created this, you know, an overall culture of fitness in their family. And they're telling these funny little stories about, you know, I was so tired. I was like, you know, forget this. I'm bailing on my workout today. Forget it. I'm done. You know, and then they say, you know, except my 6-year-old dragged out her little pink ruck and came over and said, you know, mommy, we need to go work out. Right. The kids were motivating their parents. Right. So I said, well, let's put a program together for the kids, you know, and let's let them have goals to shoot for too. And, you know, if you have a family, you know, encourage rucking for everybody. So Trailblazer was born out of that. And really, it's from the littlest, you know, up to 18. And it's not a training program, Brian. It's a companion program, right? It's someone to train with. You're training with your kids. The requirements are so simple and they're very flexible. They can even trade rucking miles for volunteer service hours, right? So, you know, it almost any kid can participate in the companion program along with their parents. And, you know, you can't leave out the four-legged fur friends, right? Fur babies, because everybody posts pictures of rucking with their dog. And I was like, yeah, there were some people who were rucking with their dogs and doing the 12 miler. You know, these people, you know, they love their four-legged friends like kids. So let's not leave them out. Let's create a Tailblazer program, right? And so, you know, we put that together and the dog owners went wild. They were thrilled that their pups could actually earn a patch alongside them when they do the event. Tailblazer was Lisa Stevenson and Mark Chahansky's idea. They put that together. They both have dogs. They're big dog people, and they even put obedience training into it. So your dog has to sit down and stay, and you have to video it. You know, you have to video it and post it in for the requirement to be met. So it's fun. It's not a lot of people do it, but it's there, and you know, great feedback. I'm so happy that we have it. So that won't be going anywhere. We're keeping that.
Awesome. I mean, I got to say, I love them. They add a special flair to the team room when you get the pictures of the 5-year-old kids rucking with their action figures and some really nice dog pics. I mean, they're definitely motivating.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. I truly appreciate it. Where should people go to find out more about Pathfinder?
Simple. We are Pathfinder Ruck Training no matter where you look. So on the web, you know, if you're interested in signing up for the program, www.pathfinderrucktraining.com. On Facebook, just search for Pathfinder Ruck Training. That's our public Facebook page. And I want to give a little shout out to Hope De Los Santos of Houston, Texas, who's been a part of the program since, oh my gosh, I think class 5. And if I'm right, Brian, she heard about Pathfinder through All Day Ruck Off. She is my communications director now. So she has just crushed that Facebook page. So if you really want to get a glimpse, if you don't know what Pathfinder is or you're thinking about it, if you want to get a glimpse of what really goes on, go check out that Facebook page and you're going to see, you know, rosters crushing events, crushing their challenges, their backstories. You'll see the course advisors. It's a really in-depth page and Hope has just done a phenomenal job. We're also on Instagram, Pathfinder Ruck Training. Hope runs that for us too. And I couldn't be more thrilled with the content that she's putting out there. But if you're interested in signing up for the Pathfinder Ruck program, Brian, I believe that you will have some discount codes available for your readers.
Absolutely. Check out the site for this podcast. It'll be at alldayruckoff.com/podcast/episode-002. We'll have a discount code there for people to register for their Pathfinder event. In addition, we'll be doing a giveaway for a free entry into Pathfinder. All you need to do is go to that page, alldayrockoff.com/podcast/episode-002, and leave a comment, enter what event you are training up to, or what event you want to crush by using the Pathfinder Ruck Training Program. In a week, we'll go through the list, randomly choose one, and we'll shoot you an email through the email address that you leave when you enter the comment. Thank you so much, Lyle, for taking the time to talk with me. And for everyone listening, please check out Pathfinder Ruck Training, the website, pathfinderrucktraining.com, their Facebook page, their Instagram. I can attest that Hope is doing an awesome job on them, and I love seeing those posts come through when I'm scrolling on Instagram.
Thanks, Brian, for inviting me on. I've had a blast. Thanks for all the support that you and All Day Ruckoff gives Pathfinder, and I'm looking forward to a long, long, long relationship with you and your platform.
Thank you for listening to the All Day Ruckoff podcast. For more information about All Day Ruckoff or the podcast, check us out at alldayruckoff.com. For more information about this episode, as well as links, resources, and the discount code, check out alldayruckoff.com/podcast/episode-002. And that's it for this episode. Don't forget, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive and drink hard, ruck harder.